That was, of course, the Spice Girls with Wannabe, their 1996 global hit. We paid that because this Easter, the humble spice bag has replaced the traditional roast lamb as the top dinner choice on Easter Sunday. It seems impossible, I can't keep up. But what is a spice bag? Where did it come from? And how cosmopolitan have we come, or have we just lost our way? Well, we had to dispatch our own Henry McKean on the case. So we sent you off to get me a spice bag, and you've come back with industrial quantities from Just Eat. Where did you go? Tell me about this survey, first of all.
Yeah, well, this survey, Just Eat are absolutely massive across Ireland at the moment. And this survey basically says that the spice bag has replaced the Sunday roast, the Easter Sunday roast of roast lamb. And the people of Cork and Dublin City are saying this. Just Eat say orders on Easter Sunday last year were up 72% in the capital and 67% in Cork when it comes to Asian food. And even fish. Fish is still popular on Good Friday, but it's the spice bag that seems to be doing really well. I met these people from all walks of life and I asked them what they were planning for their Easter Sunday lunch.
If the weather's good, barbecue.
Barbecue? Where are you from?
South Africa.
So you would have, you call it a braai.
Planning a braai. That's what I'm planning for Easter.
And what will you have on your barbecue braai?
Some steak, lamb chops and boerewors. That's a South African-based sausage, so it's a beef sausage.
So that sounds lovely. So you wouldn't have a Chinese takeaway?
No.
And
no.
Do you know what a spice bag is?
It's chips and crispy chicken and spices on it, yeah.
You're very travelled.
Chips, beans and sausages in the Chinese.
They did beans, I know black
chips, beans. Chips, beans and sausages, yeah.
But they would do, obviously, they would do curry chips, which is the
King's Land in Kildare Town.
Beans?
Kitty's meal.
Really? Yeah. Baked beans?
Yeah.
In the Chinese.
You can't beat chips, beans and sausages all the way.
And would you have them for Easter Sunday? Would you mix it up a bit?
Christmas, Easter Sunday, Halloween, my birthday, everything.
And you love it?
Oh,
so no roast lamb
all
for you?
No, all day breakfast all the way.
Roast lamb, probably every Easter.
Would you ever mix it up and have something different?
Seldom, yeah.
No, it's just a tradition.
You wouldn't be tempted to perhaps have a spice bag?
Never had it. Never will.
Have you ever had Asian food?
No, I never will.
So you've never gone to the local takeaway?
No.
You like to make the food yourself?
Oh, you will make it ourselves, yeah. Roast potato.
Yum.
Roast chicken.
Roast chicken.
Roast chicken.
Chips, beans, sausages.
Not chips, beans or sausages or
no.
A spice bag?
No.
No.
But loads of spuds and all. Mashed.
Yeah.
And
why
carrots.
Mash and carrots?
Yeah, and broccoli and stuffing.
And stuffing.
Yeah.
Okay, an assortment of Easter Sunday lunches there and dinner favourites. But, Henry, you brought in this box.
Yep.
And so let me describe it. It is chips that are kind of got speckles of red things on them.
Spice.
I don't. Okay. Peppers, onions.
Yep.
Chicken in batter, would it be?
It's battered chicken.
Battered chicken.
Yep, fillet chicken.
Literally, yeah, little pieces of chicken. Now, just tell me this. How long did the spice, this contraption, come to Ireland? And where did it all start?
Well, this is interesting. Just like you could say the coronation chicken in England, you know, it's Indian, but it's actually not. It's English. This is very much Irish. It's 10 Asian spices, as you said. Onions, peppers, chips, chicken and batter. Some people put even curry sauce on it too. My understanding is the spice bag was created in 2012. And we think it comes from the Tala area of Dublin, or perhaps Tempelogue. People are also saying reports
Tala.
Of Carlo,
yeah.
Tala or Tempelogue. And people are saying perhaps it's the Chinese takeaway. The sunflower in Tempelogue have invented it, but this can't be confirmed. And we want the listeners to tell us where this spice bag came from, who invented it and why. We're still trying to figure it out. I met Paul and Alan Cadden. They are the owners of Saba and Saba To Go. They've two restaurants and three takeaways. I met them in Clarendon Street in Dublin, which is basically minutes from News Talk HQ. That's why, as you basically scoff on that spice bag, it's fresh because it's just from across the road. They actually were approached by Just Eat at Electric Picnic, and they were asked to introduce the spice bag to their menu, which they did. And now the spice bag is one of their best sellers.
We've 10 different spices in it, so it's like it's not just a regular spice bag. We like to think of it as a gourmet spice bag. And as for Easter, it's unbelievable, but now it's competing with lamb for Easter Sunday. Well, I'm fortunate enough to have delicious Thai food on a daily basis. We're in Westport this Easter, so I might be having the Easter leg of lamb, but there's room for spice bag everywhere. Spice bag is one of the best sellers in all our takeaways. Just Eat, I was shocked at the stats to see the growth of 69% year on year in spice bag sales. It's a delicious dish, whether you're having it as an accompaniment to your traditional Thai dish, or you're having it just as the afternoon after a big night out, or with a house party or with friends.
Hi Henry, I'm Alan Cadden, Paul's brother. I run all the takeaways that we have. We've got Rat Mines, Windy Arbour and Dean's Grange. Dublin is a very cosmopolitan city now, and we've got such a diverse level of people and different cultures. People are embracing things as the spice bag. To be part of Dublin and be part of what Ireland is all about now, the new Ireland.
And yourself, being from Mayo, will you be tempted to have a little bit of something traditional, or will you go all out Thai?
Bit of tradition maybe, and maybe later in the evening a bit of a Thai with our spice bag might come into the the end of the night. Well, we grew up in a restaurant in Westport, so we had a variety of food, from I suppose plaice to crab to fish and chips to bacon and cabbage, so we were very fortunate to have a mixed palate all our lives.
It's very different to bacon and cabbage, isn't it, a spice bag?
Yeah, it is, but still I suppose there's that feeling, it's like a warm hug, and I think the spice bag does that too.
That's Paul and Alan Cadden there, who provided the grub for us today. Now, I've had a few chips and I had a bit of onion.
You've been eating away there.
Yeah, yeah. The spicy thing is, it heats up your mouth and it gives you a thing at the back of your throat.
Yeah, well, it's chili. There's a lot of chili there as well.
Is there? So, when you said there are 10 Asian spices,
yes,
as well as things we can identify, did you actually go cook it yourself?
Well, I did. I actually went into the kitchen, and you can actually hear the fans there in the kitchen. And it's about mixing it up, you could say. It's about Easter, the new Irish Asian Easter. We cooked the spice bag, and I got to meet the head chef. He's from Bangkok, and also Anna Zheng from China.
My name is Nalaset Padave, head chef in the sabbatical Windy Arbour.
So we're going to make a spice girl, and I just called it a spice girl, could you imagine?
My name is Anna, I come from China, from Shanghai. Second name is Zheng, Z-H-E-N-G, Zheng Anna.
Making a spice bag in Asian food, what is it you love about it, and why do you think Asian food is in a way becoming more popular than traditional Irish?
Because it's more tasty.
More tasty?
Yes, it is. It's a very tasty food.
When we look at the spice bag, it's chips, it's chili, it's also some peppers and some onions, and obviously battered chicken. Is that Irish or is it Asian?
I think it's mixed.
It's a mix?
Yeah, mix. Have the Asian flavor and also have the way Irish people love it, with the chips and with the chili, onion, have vegetable and have the chips. I think the chips is most Irish people love it, the flavor.
And the head chef is going to make one now. It's going to be fantastic.
I love it.
So you're putting in the vegetables with flames. We've got some onions. We've also got some peppers. Beautiful smell.
Yeah, beautiful smell right now.
And then we're going to add the chicken.
Yeah.
So Paul, we've got the secret spice bag mix here. Yes. What's in that?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me.
Well, it's interesting the text response we've had. I probably won't be able to keep going till 7 because the hotness in
you
my mouth.
You are enjoying that.
You know,
spice
I am actually, because I didn't eat breakfast or lunch. But the point I want to say to you is this: a couple of texts here. We must be backwards here in West Cork. Sorry, is there any doubt about that? I'm in my 30s and I've never heard of a spice bag. Turkey and ham for us. Owen says, must be a Dublin thing. Never seen it in Cork.
Well, this is interesting. It does originate from Dublin, but you could say it's a millennial thing too. It's spread in the last 5 to 6 to 7 years. It's new. And I have to admit, I have never had one either. I have tried one for the first time. And I just can't believe it, Ivan, because you're not a spicy type of guy. You don't like to take risks with ginger and perhaps all these other foreign objects in your mouth. But it's replacing lamb. And we know that Saba have also given us a bit of lamb to try as well. Slow cooked.
I mean, the chicken is very good.
It's lovely, isn't it? Do you want to try a little bit of Wuttow lamb with baby potatoes and glazed onions?
I don't eat, I don't mind peppers, but I'm not able for chili at all. But
there is chili in that.
My mouth is getting hotter and hotter.
And you've got to continue to present this programme right up until 7 o'clock.
Don't worry about that. I'll do a few prereqs or something like that. Don't worry. Some material from the best of or something like that.
I don't know how we're going to get through this.
So, do you accept the findings of this survey that it is, like often these things,
yes.
Just Eat, Deliveroo, all these people, and it's actually semi-promotional to say it? Or yes. Do you think that the Irish palate has changed?
Well, it is changing. And you hit on something that obviously Just Eat and Sabah are trying to promote their restaurants. But Just Eat, they've over 2,000 takeaway restaurants online. And basically people go online and they access their favourite local restaurants or takeaways. And they've got something like 40 different types of food. Their statistics probably do add up.
The other thing I'm finding as it goes on, I'm getting a sweat on my brow, and it's not from work.
Well, it's from the chilies.
My whole thing is heating up.
It's from those secret spices that I was trying to get to the bottom of. There's a lot of
strong
spices.
But it does bring you out in a sweat.
Oh, it will, absolutely.
Like, I'm wondering, is there a good antidote for drink?
Well, you could say they
you know,
are
it's kind of like a sponge
after Good Friday and perhaps you know, a hangover cure.
Yes, that's the
this is when I think most people order takeaway online. Perhaps they've had a few drinks or they've had their night out and they just want to recover. But highly, you could say, addictive and crunchy and yummy.
You also brought in some curry.
We've got some curry, which I
is this also
will,
from Sabah?
This is also from Sabah, and the idea is to compare the lamb, but this isn't traditional kind of roast lamb. This is Wicklow lamb, Massamam, slow-cooked Wicklow lamb with baby potatoes, glazed onions, peanuts, fried shallots, served in a Thai yasmin rice. No. But we will try that. But before that, we will actually leave the studio and go back to the kitchen because I get to try and we finish off making the spice bag.
Tao has come up with the spice bag mix. One of the ingredients I can't tell you is five spice, which is cloves, fennel seeds, Sichuan peppercorns, taste wanting more and more.
Okay, so we're now adding the chicken.
Coming?
Chicken, yeah.
Here's the chicken. Yeah. Battered chicken going in. All big flames. Here we go, Anna's getting the chips. Oh, and they're kind of partially lovely golden brown, but not too brown because they're still being cooked.
Yeah.
And this is where the spice goes in.
Yeah,
here we go.
With the Sabah secret spice bag.
Secret powder.
Yeah.
It's going in. Smell. Anna, do you want a bit of that?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so the spice bag is going into a traditional kind of fish and chips brown sealed bag that says Sabah on the side. And the head chef is just putting the finishing touches. It's the moment of truth. Here it is. Here is the spice bag. And Anna, we're going to try this together.
Of course.
Okay, so we'll just take a little bit of chicken out here.
Amazing. Oh, that's big chicken.
Gorgeous.
So good.
Head chef, spice bag, replacing roast lamb this Easter. Oh, it's an explosion in my mouth.
Well, you're probably getting the star anise, the cinnamon, fennel seeds, cloves. There's some of the ingredients, paprika, the chili, the fresh ingredients like the onion, the peppers, coriander, spring onion.
It's spice bags, not spice girls, it's spice bags this Easter. Could we throw some lamb in?
Definitely. Spice bag and a leg lamb is the way to go. The IFA will be happy. Everyone will be happy.
Final question, Henry.
Ivan.
How much does a spice bag like this cost?
Well, as I keep calling the spice girl, but the spice bag, they vary. You can get them in your local Chinese restaurant down the road for maybe 3 to 5 euro. This one is about €7.95 or €8.
€8?
But it's
quite expensive.
It is, but that's a large portion.
Now, you get a better burger and chips for less.
No, you would. But that's also, it's quite
gourmet.
Oh, I got
a real burny bit.
I'm actually going to eat as well, so we're both eating.
God.
Hang on, I'm going
to
move on the lamb.
Coke.
Hang on.
Sorry.
Oh, the lamb is really good.
We'll be back with the news very shortly.
Yeah.